Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. Okay, let's talk about the velocity of money. The timing of pay has not been considered since the Industrial Revolution, and this oversight is creating profound and unnecessary suffering among both employees and employers. The most obvious example of speeding up the dispersal of paychecks, unlocking money that workers have to wait for, well, that example is the predatory practices of payday lenders, but there's a better way to borrow against an upcoming paycheck. Last year, startup PayActive, a Silicon Valley company that offers employer-sponsored financial wellness, saved workers an astounding $120 million by giving them access to money that they had earned but had not yet been paid. Safwan Shah is a former NASA scientist and now an entrepreneur. And during our discussion, we even dip into the income inequality and automation issues.
We're in an interesting era where automation, AI, you know, various forces are putting a lot of people at a disadvantage, which means that we are going to steadily increase the difference between haves and have-nots. And many of the have-nots will be in an irreversible state because technology is moving. The difference is exponentially growing.
He's the CEO and founder of PayActive. The story of PayActive and the unlocking of money starts now.
My name is Safwan Shah, and I'm the founder and CEO of PayActive.
That's your most recent venture. You go way back with many degrees, with many efforts, including NASA research, UC Berkeley. But this one is about payrolls and getting employees paid. And just to set the table, I'd like to mention a couple of things. As we go to tape, 1 week ago, the Trump administration rolled back protections to make payday loans less risky for borrowers. That's a major rollback. And everybody from Frontline on PBS to John Oliver's Last Week Tonight has covered predatory lending. So you are seeing a market opportunity here. Is it more than a market opportunity? Is there a moral opportunity here too?
It is a moral opportunity first. It has to be done with social responsibility because there is a very, very big problem between paychecks, which leads to payday loans.
Why don't you help me set the table by describing how people get paid now and how you're changing that?
There are three variables in payroll which are very well understood. One is how much you are paid, right? The whole level of salary debate. And there's a minimum wage debate, how much people should be paid or more or less and hourly rates. So the number one variable is the level of salary. The second variable is the structure of salary or how you are paid, which is about taxes and so forth. A third variable in pay is when are you paid, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly. Mm-hmm. So far, everybody has focused on the debate around level of salary, which I think sometimes is a political debate and so forth, or structure of salary, which is also a debate around taxes, etc., so quasi-political. Finally, the timing of pay has been ignored entirely. When you are paid is also a variable because cash flow is everything. So what PayActive or what my company does or our invention is to bring this variable into the equation, which is timing of pay.
Is that what the phrase velocity of money means? Are you pulling money forward for workers without the predatory lending aspect of a
that
payday loan?
Exactly. So I'll give you an example. Okay. If you see a business surrounded by payday lenders. And usually payday lenders are in an area where there is an aggregation of workers. So payday loan is a function of payroll by definition. And why do people go to a payday lender? It is for between paychecks needs. So they're living paycheck to paycheck. That's a separate debate. Why are they living paycheck to paycheck? But they're living paycheck to paycheck. Now, during that between paycheck period, they are there's a law of marginal utility, right? You're a guy in a desert, the first glass of water, you'll give your limb away for that.
Right.
But for the second glass of water, you won't, because you know you've got the first glass. So these companies, payday lenders, and even overdrafts and late fees prey upon such people. So question arises, if I could change the velocity of money a little bit as it flows between employer and employee, a number of little issues will go away. It's like if you have steak every Friday versus having rice every day, which one do you think is better?
Right.
Obviously, having rice every day, because you won't get into a variety of stressful situation.
Do you have to have adoption or buy-in from employers at a payroll level, a payroll department level, for this to work?
Yes, we are B2B.
Okay, so you're B2B.
Business to business.
Okay.
And we always go through an employer. The underlying premise is that it has to be employer-sponsored for it to be truly considered a benefit.
Now, yeah, I saw in the pre-press that cost reductions through increased retention were 30%. That's a pretty good margin. Can you help me unpack that and make a sense of it? How are the cost reductions provided by PayActive passed through?
So one of the biggest advantages for employers when they bring PayActive in is that employees reduce their financial stress, because between paychecks, the $100, $200 that they need, they can now access. All that credit sort of accrues in their mind for the employer, that my employer understands my human condition, let's say. When that happens, they would stay longer in the company.
Yes, that makes sense.
Particularly because there are now task-based, gig economy jobs available to people.
Mm-hmm. That's PayActive kind of rolls into corporate social responsibility. At a very high level, I can see how that can change almost a culture within a company and be seen as a benefit, especially since a recent poll showed, 40% of Americans don't have $400 for an emergency. Is PayActive focused more on the lower income hourly wage workers than salaried?
We don't give access to more than $500, first of all.
Okay.
So we are targeting anyone who needs $500 or less or 50% of their earned wages. We don't give the entire salary to folks. So yes, the users are salaried and part-time and full-time, as well as all kinds of different use. Everyone who works and earns money uses it, but predominantly it's used by hourly workers, which are about 60% of the U.S. workforce.
Agreed. How does PayActive generate revenue? Is it from the business that employs PayActive as a service?
There are no costs to a business. When our service goes live, we actually have a fixed fee, $5 for a two-week pay period. And in that $5, an employee can access money multiple times, pay as many bills as they like, move money to a bank account or take it as cash. We have a deal with Walmart where they can pick it up as cash. They can also buy an Uber ride through our app. So it's a whole gamut of ways to use the money.
Very interesting. How does PayActive differ from your previous payments company called Infonox, the one that got sold?
Huge difference. That company was targeting was a B2B company, first of all. And it was providing a technology platform to aggregate various financial services. So we were really an engine for large banks and other places to do a variety of transaction services. We were not directly touching the end user.
I see. Okay, cool. We're speaking with Safwan Shah, the author of the forthcoming book, It's About Time, How Businesses Can Save the World One Worker at a Time. You have aerospace in your background. You've got Haas School of Business, like I said at the top, Baskin School of Engineering in Santa Cruz. You're on the Stanford Executive Program. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask a couple of high 30,000-foot level questions. And one of them came up in the pre-press that your team sent me, which was the greatest threat to capitalism. That really stood out to me. What did you mean by that?
I'll tread carefully on this one. whether we call it inequality or inequity, the greatest threat to capitalism in some ways is when the free flow of opportunity defines everything, in my opinion,
okay,
when opportunity is not available to everyone. We are in an interesting era where automation, AI, various forces are putting a lot of people at a disadvantage, which means that we are going to steadily increase the difference between haves and have-nots. And many of the have-nots will be in an irreversible state.
That was Safwan Shah. He's the CEO and founder of PayActive, PayActiv, a Silicon Valley company that offers employer-sponsored financial wellness. It's a win-win for employers and workers. PayActive delivers earned wage access to Walmart, the world's largest employer, and hundreds of other businesses. It's almost like a payday lender using its powers for good and not predatory evil. For links to PayActive and other resources, please check the podcast show notes, or you can find them online at kgoradio.com. Our thanks to Safwan for his time and to you for yours. I'm Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics. Have great weeks, everybody.